الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Esteemed listeners, wherever you may be in the world, we welcome you to this program, Ulumul Quran, a new series, and inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. So this is the dua, the supplication of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Of course, this was after he built the Kaaba Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to do good work and to benefit others, and we learn from others. Continuously learning. من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said, who is the best of people? خير الناس من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. The best of people are those who learn the Quran Sharif and they teach it to others. How fortunate are those individuals whose total day and night is just the Quran Sharif. And why not when this is the month of the Quran Sharif? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. This شهر رمضان, the month of Ramadan, Allah Azza wa Jal says in verse 185 of Surah Al-Baqarah chapter number 2 that the month of Ramadan, the only month that is stipulated, mentioned in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors this month by name, by mentioning its name. Alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. It is the month in which the Quran Sharif was revealed. Hudal lin-nas. And this is, the Quran Sharif is a guidance for people. Wabayyinatin min al-huda. And it opens up, it expounds. It expounds from the guidance what is true for people to learn, so that they may find their way and they may be successful. Wal Furqan, and Al Furqan, as we will come to now, is another name of the Quran Sharif. It is the separator of Haqq and Batil. So Ulumul Quran, Ulum is the, it is the plural of Ilm. It is the plural of Ilm, Ulum. So the sciences, and Al Quran, we're going to study its meaning now. So as we know, we will get into this topic inshallah, and for the next 29-30 days, this will be our focus inshallah. So firstly, linguistically, we want to understand what is the meaning of Quran. Ilm, we told you, ilm is knowledge, sciences, science, if you want to say singular, and ulum is the sciences. Al-Quran, as you know it to be, it is one of the names of the Quran Sharif amongst many others, but the most common that is known is Al-Quran. So when we go into it and we see it linguistically, قَرَأَ يَقْرَأُ, one meaning is to collect. So it is the reading of written statements, texts, to collect, a collection of words, a collection of statements. So a person collects letters, a person collects words. Letters meaning A, B, C. So in Arabic, you're going to say Alif, Ba, Ta. So a collection of these letters makes up words, and a collection of words gives you something to read, a piece of note, something that you want to read. So in, you say a collection of fruits. And when you say collection of fruits, in this Quran Sharif, what is it being referred to? Collection of fruits, meaning all that came, the benefits and that came from the previous golden scriptures that was untainted. And it comes to us in that pure form in the Quran Sharif. Of course, we don't have the entire scripture, but we have the portions which Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Quran Sharif, and from there we take benefit. However, Allah Azza wa Jal did not take it upon himself to protect all the other scriptures. Allah's divine wisdom, in which He used His divine wisdom to protect the Quran Sharif. And when you turn to verse number 9 of Surah Al-Hijr, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Verily, we are the ones who have revealed this reminder. A dhikr is a name of the Quran Sharif, and we are its protectors. Lahafidun, how honored is the Hufad, because Allah Azza wa Jal has taken from this name Al-Hafidun. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has blessed you, Al-Hafid, O Hafid, that you are also a protector of the Quran Sharif, which you're going to listen tonight, insha'Allah, in the Taraweeh Salah. It is a major, major miracle that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has protected His Quran Sharif, unadulterated, untainted, pure in its form, and you could recite it. People say that the Kuffar Shia, they have made tahrif, it is the truth, but if they have to taint and change the actual mushaf, they will be humiliated, because people will come to find out that they are the ones who've changed the mushaf. So how does the tahrif take place with regards to the Kuffar Shia? It takes place with regards to their books, their kitabs. You will find in their ahadith that so and so verse supposed to be this, and this is how they adulterate and how they change verses. But the actual mushaf, the actual what they recite in the Quran, is absolutely 100% in most instances that we have known. So qara'a yaqra'u, we said to you, Quran, this means to collect, to gain. This is a collection of fruits, a collection of divine scriptures, when we say fruits. And number three, a collection of divine knowledge, some scholars have mentioned. When you see the mister, qara'a yaqra'u, so that was qira'atan that we've done till now. And when you see the mister is from Qur'anan, qara'a yaqra'u, and Qur'an. So it is in the meaning, if you go to the verse of the Quran Sharif, Suratul Qiyamah, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the surah, Inna alayna jam'ahu wa qur'anah. So verse number 17, chapter number 75, Inna alayna jam'ahu wa qur'anah. Verily it is undertaken by us to store it, and let it be recited, and let it be recited by you, and so that you may understand that the revelation is complete. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, recited the entire Quran Sharif, and revealed to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the medium of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. And that is a topic which we're going to touch on. There is wahi, revelation. So in this instance, mustar, Quran, is in the meaning of isme maf'ul. It's past participle, which you say in English, Parihui kitab, the kitab that has been recited, the book that's constantly being recited. Till today, we are reciting the Quran Sharif. So, this word Quran, Al-Quran, how many times does it come in the Quran Sharif, this word Al-Quran? So, 58 times, Al-Quran, Alif Lam, Al-Quran, in this sense, it comes 58 times. And if you look at it, if it comes without the Alif Lam, Qur'anan, as we say, Qur'anan. So in this sense, it will come 10 times in the Quran Sharif. So if you add 58 plus 10, 68 times. When it comes with an added, like you say, Qur'ana, in this verse of the Quran Sharif, which we've recited, Surah Al-Qiyamah, chapter 75, verse 17, Inna alayna jam'ahu wa Qur'ana. Verily, it is undertaken by us to store it and let it be recited. So in this verse, you've heard Qur'ana. In this sense, it comes two times. So in total, you have 58 plus 10, 68, 70 times in total. This word appears in the Quran Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this month the ability to recite the Quran Sharif with total tadabbur. Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse of the Quran Sharif, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakul yadabbaru ayatihi wal yatadhakkara ulul albab. So this in Surah Sad. Surah Sad is chapter number 38, verse 29. A kitab which we have revealed to you. A kitab Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that we've revealed to you. So that you may deliberate in its verses, and so that the men of understanding, the men of intelligence, وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, the men of intelligence may take to advice, they may learn something, they may develop. And this is the month of taqwa, as you know, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And if you go to this beginning, you're going to start your khatam today, inshallah, هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is a guidance for the men of taqwa. It is a guidance for the women of taqwa. So this Quran Sharif, it will guide you towards that. Comes the question now, how many names are there for the Quran Sharif? So scholars have stated that there is four names, and this is here. There's many names, but when you look at it, all the names, different names, if you add attachments to it, it can go in the 90s. But we are just looking at few names here. One is Al-Quran, which you are very familiar with, and we've given you the translation. In short, to collect. In short, something to be read. Something that is read over and over. This is the Quran Sharif. In the past, the kuffar, they would say, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ. They would say, do not listen to this Qur'an and make noise during its recitation. Cause some disruption so that the full recitation is not understood, is not, nobody can take heed. If you go under this verse and you see what Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned, and if you go, you check the verse also, verse 26, chapter 41, how much Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahimullah has stressed upon this year. It is wajib to listen quietly while the Quran is being recited. And it is the way of the infidels that they do not remain silent, and they just engage in talk and unnecessary speech. Speech in itself, you're supposed to refrain from. And he then mentions specifically, Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahimullah, he is the father of Mufti Taqi Sahib Damat Barakatuhu. If you look at the names of the Quran Sharif, so we find five amongst many. Al-Quran, which we know. Al-Furqan, the separator between Haqq and Batil. Al-Dhikr. Inna nahnu nazalna dhikra. So that is Surah Al-Hijr, verse number 9. So al-Dhikr means the reminder. Al-Kitab, the book. Al-Tanzil, the revelation. So these are the five names which is mentioned, and we can find that these names are referred to. You get others. Al-Quran Al-Azim. So these are also names, but remember, Al-Quran comes together with it. So Al-Quran Al-Kareem, the honorable, noble Quran. So these are qualities attached to it. In this sense, you may find over 55, close to 90, some have stated, some scholars have mentioned that this can go into the 90s. Then Al-Quran Al-Hakim, the Quran, full of wisdom. Al-Quran Al-Majid, the glorious. Al-Quran Al-Azim, the great or sublime. So yeah, just a quick note, and this we may learn some respect for the Quran Sharif as we go about. So once we were in the company of a senior mufti, and we just said Quran. So he said, no, say it properly, Al-Quranul Kareem. Say Quran Sharif, add a quality to it that is showing that you love and you have that attachment to it. It's deep, so it's not just Quran. So say Quran Kareem. So in English, certain words, if you use towards a person of elderly note, then it will be considered that is disrespectful. So you attach that respect to it, and it adds then so much meaning to it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability, give us that respect. Al-adabu kulluhu, al-islamu kulluhu al-adabu. At-tasawwufu kulluhu al-adab. That tasawwuf, Islam in its totality, is respect. Respect, the more we're going to respect. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. That whoever honors, sanctifies the symbols of Allah Azza wa Jal, then this emanates because of the taqwa of hearts. This emanates because of the taqwa of the hearts. And this is chapter 22, Surah Al-Hajj, verse 32. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that respect that we are looking, searching for, especially in this honorable, noble month. Ramadan Sharif has dawned upon us. Ramadan means to incinerate our sins, to burn our sins so that nothing is left. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this ability. So moving forward, who are the scholars that have written on this particular topic of Ulumul Quran? It is, we look at Allama Az-Zarqashi. So he passed away in 794. He's written the book, the Kitab Al-Burhan. And the more famous is Al-Imam As-Suyuti Rahimullah. He passed away in 991 AH. And Al-Itqan fi Ulum Al-Quran is the kitab. Mufti AK Saab has given me this kitab. Alhamdulillah, I've got this kitab with me. Mufti Saab one day, he said, just go in the library and take all the kitabs on Ulum Al-Quran. So that is another one. Then another scholar who has written on this, Az-Zarqani, and he has written, it's the name of the kitab is Manahilul Irfan. Manahilul Irfan. Then as Allama As-Sabuni Rahimullah is written, and that is known as At-Tibyan. So he's amongst the letter scholars. And the scholars who are still alive, who have written on this topic, Mufti Taqi Sahib Rahimullah has written Ulumul Quran, and you can find it, it's also translated in English. His actual father had given him the go-ahead to write this, Honorable Father Grand Mufti, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah. So this kitab also we have. We have another kitab also, but this is a Kuffar Shia kitab, so we don't advise no listener to actually go and get this kitab. But as a warning, if you do have this, and I'm warning each and every listener, that when I was also going through it, you can't tell heads or tails in the beginning, because they even referred to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu with respect. But as you scratch deeper, you find they do not say that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was the one who was the first person who actually started with this collection of the Quran Sharif to put it into the written form that we can see. But they will say Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was the first. So that's when we then pick up, hey, this is the Kufar Shia kitab. So this is written by, the author's name is Ad-Doktur Dawud Al-Attar. Ad-Doktur Dawud Al-Attar. And his Ulumul Quran is available. That is the Kufar Shia's Ulumul Quran. Why do they take so much of interest in this? Because they want to corrupt the principles. And once the principles are corrupt, then you too become corrupt. So that is what they go. They go into the roots and corrupt you from the roots, so that whatever you is going to emanate from you thereafter is going to just be nothing but deception. They cannot change the Quran. The Quran is protected and will remain protected. But they want to go in and delve into all of this so that they may corrupt others. Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us. So when you read, now we just do one principle before we leave you. وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ, when you listen to the Quran, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ, then listen attentively. Istima doesn't mean istima where you go. That is actually ijtima, but we pronounce wrong. So, but this istima means to listen attentively. So if you go to the ijtima and you listen attentively with istima'at, with attentive attention, then that is beneficial for you. So وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ, then listen. When the Quran is being recited, then make it a point to listen attentively. وَأَنْصِتُوا, and remain silent. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that you may be showered with mercy. So that you may be showered with mercy. This is in Surah Al-A'raf, and this is verse number 204. Surah Al-A'raf, and this is verse number 204. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us onto the straight path, the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Tomorrow, inshallah, we will continue.